Good morning. The latest round of showers passed through interior New York and New England during the overnight hours. We still have a lot of low clouds and fog left over behind these showers, although it will be generally dry through the morning commute. Breaks of sunshine will start to occur. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds through the middle of the morning, and this will allow temperatures to climb off our morning lows back through the 60s and into the lower 70s for afternoon highs. Another round of energy will approach at jet stream level from our west, and this will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms once again this afternoon. There could be multiple rounds of showers and storms, and any of the thunderstorms that do develop could be on the stronger side today with gusty winds and hail along with heavy downpours. This activity should tend to die out during the evening hours, and skies will become partly cloudy overnight, with temperatures back into the lower and middle 50s. This will set us up for a drier day tomorrow. The trough of low pressure that's been in charge of our weather for the last few days will pivot out of the region, and with a little ridge building in, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and it will be breezy. Temperatures will be pleasant, though, in the middle to upper 70s. Just the risk of a passing shower tomorrow across the higher terrain. On Thursday, a warm front will approach from the south and west. Humidity levels will climb during the day. And with that front nearby, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be back into the lower 80s. We'll be on the warmer and more humid side of that front Friday and into the weekend. As a result, temperatures will be back into the middle 80s. And with that increased humidity, more scattered showers and thunderstorms for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, it looks like Monday will start to dry out with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and northern plains. Daytime heating should result in moderate instability ahead of a front by this afternoon, but warm air aloft will cap the air mass for much of the day. The strongest instability is forecast across central Nebraska after dark, and this will combine with 40 knots of wind shear. This, combined with sharply cooler air aloft, will be favorable for supercells with large hail. Hailstones of greater than 2 inches in diameter will be possible with the more dominant supercells. Impressive directional shear will also support a tornado threat, especially as the low-level jet stream strengthens during the early to mid-evening hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with the wind out of the southwest at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 54, 93% relative humidity. Calm wind and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, upper 70s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid 60s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 64, that's 6 degrees below normal. 34 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, now 4.46 inches for the month, which is 1.15 inches above normal. And 23.37 inches for the year, which is 5.28 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high 97 set in 1941 and the record low 45 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:38 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the upper 60s to around 70. More showers and storms this evening, then dry overnight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Drying out tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixing with clouds today and scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with highs around 70. Any showers and storms this evening giving way to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then dry, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, perhaps a mountain shower, breezy and seasonably cool, mid to upper 70s. More humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms possible each day. Temperatures in the mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.